blood. Cries out, my God, they've killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane, the man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world. And so Patty calls the cops, and they arrive on the scene with their red lights flashing in a hot New Jersey night. Meanwhile, far away in another part of town, Reuben Carter and a couple of friends are driving around. But a middleweight crown had no idea what kind of shit was about to go down when a cop pulled him over to the side of the road, just like the time before and the time before that. In Patterson, that's just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street unless you wanna draw the heat. Him and other Dexter Bradley were just there prowling around. He said, I saw two men running out who looked like middleweights. Jumped into a white car with out-of-state plates. And Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cops said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. So they took him to the infirmary. And though this man could hardly see, he told him he could identify the guilty man. The story of the hurricane, the man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world. Four months later, the ghettos are in flames. South America fighting for his name. Well, out the Dexter Bradley's still in the robbery game, and the cops are putting the screws to him, looking for somebody to blame. Remember that murder that you happened in a bar. Remember you said you saw the getaway car. Think you'd like to play ball with the law. Think it might have been that fighter that you saw running that night. Don't forget that you are white. The Bradley said, I'm really not sure. The cop said, a poor boy like you can use a break. We got you for the motel job, and you're talking to your friend Bellow. You don't want to have to go back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in the stir. We want to pin this triple murder. Take a man out with just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, I do it for pay. And when it's over, just as soon go on my way up to some paradise where the trout streams flow and the air is nice. us along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse, where they tried to turn a man into a mouse. Were marked in advance. The trial was a pig circus. He'd never had a chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards, smokers, slugs. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. And though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the old white jury agreed. Falsely tried. The crime was 31. Guess who testified? Bellow and Bradley, and they both all they lied. The newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously framed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed. To live in a land where justice is again. And their ties. I'm free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise. While Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, and an Austin man in a living hell. Yes, that's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world.
I was was thinking about turquoise, I was thinking about gold, I was thinking about diamonds and the world's biggest necklace, as we rode through the canyons, through the devilish cold. I was thinking about ISIS, how she thought I was so reckless. You told me that one day we would meet up again, and things would be different the next time we wed, if I only could hang on and just be her friend. I still can't remember all the best things she said. We came the pyramids all embedded in ice. He said, there's a body I'm trying to find. If I carry it out, it'll bring a good price. 'Twas then that I knew what he had on his mind. The wind, it was a howling, and the snow was outrageous. Chopped through the night, and we chopped through the dawn. When he died, I was hoping that it wasn't contagious, but I made up my mind that I had to go on. I broke into the tomb, but the casket was empty. There was no jewels, no nothing I felt I've been had. When I saw that my partner was just being friendly, when I took up his offer, I must have been mad. Inside, threw him down in the hole, and I put back the cover. I said a quick prayer, and I felt satisfied. Then I rode back to find Isis, just to tell her I love her. She was there in the meadow where the creek used to rise, blinded by sleep, in the need of a bed. I came in from the east with the sun in my eyes. I cursed her one time, then I rode on ahead. I said, no place special. She said, you look different. I said, well, I guess. She said, you've been gone. I said, that's only natural. She said, you're gonna stay. I said, if you want me to, yeah. What drives me to you is what drives me insane. I
spend some time in Mozambique. The sunny sky is aqua blue, and all the couples dancing cheek to cheek. It's very nice to stay a week or two, and maybe fall in love, just me and you.
Thank you. to lie in your arms. You should not treat me like a stranger. I bother when I lie the way that you act. And you must realize the day. A brother to you, and one deserving of affection. And is our purpose not the same, old sister? To love and follow his direction.
Street. villagers were trembling when they heard a man exclaim, "Let's blow this place to kingdom come. Let Con Edison take the blame." But Joey stepped up and he raised his hands, said, "We are not those kind of men. It's peace and quiet that we need to go back to work again."
Sister Jacqueline and Carmela and Mother Mary, oh, did we? I heard his best friend Frankie say, he ain't dead, he's just asleep. And I saw the old man's limousine head back towards the grave. I guess he had to say one last goodbye to the sun that he could not see. The sun turned cold over President Street and the town of a Brooklyn mall. They said a mass in the old church near the house where he was born. Someday shot him down, who did what they deserve.
Baker's son, oh, a few crumbs and a plate. upon the white veranda. She wears a necktie and a Panama hat. Her passport shows a face from another time and place. She looks nothing like that. The other way. As the last ship sails and the moon fades away from Loch Lomond Bay. As the morning light breaks open, the Greek comes down and he asks for a rope, and then we'll ride. Right on the shore, the desk clerk says, Cavalier removes his fears. Am I hearing you? But he walks away. As the storm clouds rise and the palm branches sway on Loch Lomond Bay. A soldier sits beneath the fan doing business with a tiny man who sells in a ring. Lightning strikes, the lights blow out. The desk clerk wakes, he begins to shout, can you see anything? Then the Greek appears on the second floor in his bare feet with a rope around his neck. While a loser in the gambling room lights up a candle, says, open up another day. But the dealer says, attendez-vous, s'il vous plaît. As the rain beats down and the cranes fly away. Clerk heard the woman laugh as he looked around in the aftermath, and the soldier got tough. He tried to grab the woman's hand, said, here's a ring, it cost a grand. She said, that ain't enough. Then she ran upstairs to pack her bags while a horse-drawn taxi waited at the curb. She passed the door where the Greek had locked, where a she knocked upon it anyway. As the sun went down and the music did play on Loch Lomond Bay. I've got to talk to someone quick, but the Greek said, go away, to kick the chair to the floor. He hung there from the chandelier. She cried, help! Danger now, please open up the door. Then the volcano erupted and the lava flowed down from the mountain high above. The soldier and the tiny man were crouched in the corner thinking of them in love. The desk clerk said, it happens every day. As the stars fell down, the island slowly sank. The loser finally broke the bank in the gambling room. The dealer said, it's too late now. You can take your money, but I don't know how you'll spend it in the tomb. The tiny man bit the soldier's ear as the floor caved in, and the boiler in the basement blew. Well, she's out on the balcony where a stranger tells her, my darling devil's in blue. She sheds a tear and then begins to pray. I was
sitting home alone one night in L.A. watching old Cronkite on the 7 o'clock news. It seems there was an earthquake that left nothing but a Panama hat and a pair of old great shoes. It didn't seem like much was happening, so I turned it off and went to grab another beer.
When the children were babies, I played on the beach. You came up behind me, I saw you go by. You were always so close, still within reach. Sarah, Sarah, whatever made you wanna change your mind? Sarah, Sarah, so easy. It's so hard to define. I can still see them playing with their pails in the sand. They run to the water, their buckets to fill. I can still see the shells falling out of their hands as they follow each other back up the hill. Virgin angel, sweet love of my life. Sarah, Sarah, radiant jewel, a mystical wife. Sleeping in the woods by a fire in the night, drinking white rum in a Portugal bar. Them playing leapfrog and hearing about Snow White. You in the marketplace in Savannah, Lamar. Sarah, Sarah, it's all so clear, I could never forget. Sarah, Sarah, loving you is the one thing I'll never regret. I can still hear the sounds of those Methodist bells. I'd taken the cure and it just gotten through. Staying up for days in the Chelsea Hotel, writing sad-eyed lady of the lowlands for you. Sarah, Sarah, wherever we travel, we're never apart. Beautiful lady,
so dear to my heart. How did I meet you? I don't know. A messenger sent me in a tropical storm. You were there in the winter, moonlight on the snow, and on Lily Pond Lane when the weather was warm. Sarah, oh Sarah, Scorpio Sphinx in a calico dress. Sarah, oh Sarah, you must forgive me my unworthiness. The beach is deserted, except for some kelp and a piece of an old ship that lies on the shore. You always responded when I needed your help. You gave me a map and a key to your door. Sarah, oh Sarah, glamorous nymph with an arrow